What is God's plan for you?
Join us as we find out on today's episode of Grace Points.
Also, we're going to have a special feature on reassurance and a Reflections of Hope episode on the Red Sea.
Plus, Pastor Mark Finley shares a devotional. Stay with us.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Hope in mid-November.
Today is National Recycling Day. According to Environment America, Americans throw out about 5 pounds of trash per person per day. So that's about 1,800 pounds of trash per American every year.
While we may think of recycling as a fairly new concept, archaeologists have actually found evidence that older civilizations recycled and reused products in the absence of virgin materials.
So today, friend, we want to encourage you to celebrate National Recycling Day. Recycle and seek to use new ways to reuse your products. Also look for recycled products to purchase.
Yes. Now, as we begin, let's take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1867, the first stock ticker was introduced in New York City, revolutionizing the stock market by providing real-time prices to investors nationwide. Before this innovation, information from the New York Stock Exchange, established in 1792, was delivered by mail or messenger.
The unveiling of the first stock ticker revolutionized the way people received information, reminding us of the importance of staying connected and informed. You know, as we follow Jesus, we have an even greater source of real-time guidance, and that's God's Word, otherwise known as the Bible. You know, in Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Just as the ticker brought clarity to investors, the Bible provides us with timely wisdom and direction for every step of our journey. By staying connected to God's truth, we can certainly navigate through life's challenges with faith and confidence, knowing that God is leading and guiding us and will surely bring us to a good place as He works out everything for good and for His glory.
Amen. I love that. Well, does your present feel like it lacks purpose? Sometimes the feeling of being stuck can tempt us and get distracted, and we lose our focus. But God has a plan. Let's watch as Melvin Warfield Jr. explains on today's episode of Grace Points.
One of my favorite movies growing up was The Karate Kid, the one with Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita. No offense, Jaden, but that was not The Karate Kid. That's terrible. But it was. It was one of my favorite movies, right? Growing up, watching Daniel-san and Mr. Miyagi and watching this exchange between this kid from New Jersey who moves to California and he's learning martial arts from the maintenance man. And every time that Daniel gets bullied, right, Daniel is going to Mr. Miyagi saying, "I need you to show me. I need you to teach me how to defend myself. Show me that stuff that you know." So Mr. Miyagi says, "All right, let's start with sanding the floor. When you've learned to sand the floor, then I'll teach you." And Daniel sands the floor. He says, "When you've learned to paint the fence, then I'll teach you." Ah, all right, Daniel paints the fence. "Then when you've learned to paint the house side to side, then I'll teach you." Eventually, Daniel gets upset. He's getting frustrated because everything that he's dealing with in the present seems pointless. Everything he's dealing with now seems like it has no purpose, until Mr. Miyagi shows him that everything you've been learning has had a reason behind it. Sanding the floor, painting the fence, painting the house, all of that was actually showing Daniel different movements and different parts of karate so that he would be able to defend himself. Everything Daniel thought was punishment was actually preparation. Yeah, that's a whole word. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." You make the mistake of sometimes believing that what is a punishment, what you feel is a punishment to you, isn't preparation. But that's completely wrong. What you mistake as punishment is actually God preparing you for a certain future. There's some things I want you to get for you to really have peace about where you are today. Number one, realize God has a plan. That's the focus of Jeremiah chapter 29, 11, is God telling you, I got a plan. You may not see it, you may not get it, but trust that I have a plan. The creator of the universe has a plan, a blueprint of your life. Know that God has a plan. But number two, know that that plan is completely positive. That plan is for hope and a future and prosperity and peace. That God has a plan that involves better for you. That your days ahead are better than the days behind. But then number three, all of this is predicated on you seeking God's face now. God's plan for your future is dependent on you seeking Him today. Sometimes you feel like God isn't answering your prayers. Like He's not moving fast enough. Like your present is pointless and purposeless and your future seems bleak and you don't see the direction. Know that what you think is punishment is actually preparation for greater. And realize that sometimes God is just giving you time to learn, time to gain more wisdom, more experience, more appreciation, more humility for what God is preparing you to do and be. More than any of that, this crazy world is just preparing us for a soon coming kingdom where we'll live with God forever. So, shake it off. Trust His plan and trust His heart. Remember, you're the best around. I couldn't help it. I had to do it. You're the best around. No one's gonna ever keep you down. Anyway, it's great seeing you. I hope to see you next week. This is Grace Points. God bless you.
If you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more and search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
Coming up right after this short break, we'll have a special feature on reassurance and an inspiring Reflections of Hope episode. We'll be right back.
Pause for a second. Now ask yourself, when did you lose the sparkle in your eye? What has shaken up your faith? Where did you stop thriving? Is your heart afraid, angry, aching? Why did you stop talking? Do you think you're not heard? Is the silence too painful? Is the answer not what you ask for? Who deserves your trust? You? God? Others? No one? Now, who really gets it? For it is impossible to live without a certain degree of assurance. Trust is an imperative of life. We must trust, even if we doubt. Strange, isn't it? Yet, we do it all the time. For life is not always paved by certainty, confidence, and conviction. On the contrary, it is the thin layer of faith that keeps us moving. But sometimes we halt. Now pause for a second and ask yourself, what kind of reassurance do you need? The need for comforting, sympathy, and consolation is not a weakness. It is a human demand. God knows it and works through it. Let Him be the reassurance you need.
The Red Sea is a special chapter in the book of nature that demonstrates the creativity and the skill of the heavenly creator. You know, despite its reputation for having some of the hottest and saltiest waters on earth, it remains an irresistible haven for explorers. Let's follow along as we discover the deep wonders of the Red Sea with Todd Pocklip on today's Reflections of Hope episode.
Bordering the Indian Ocean, Between Northeast Africa and the Arabian Peninsula lies an ancient body of water known as a place of deliverance. It is one of the busiest waterways in the world. Ships of all sizes, loaded with cargo, are often seen in the distance, silently gliding through the water, delivering commerce to this ancient land. It is a narrow sea, only 190 miles wide at its widest point. The air here is hot and humid, but the water is warm and inviting. For humans, there's a natural draw to water, especially in an arid desert climate like this. Not only is it necessary for survival, but there's something about water that beckons us to hop in, splash around, and immerse ourselves. The Red Sea has some of the hottest and saltiest water in the world. This is due in part to the evaporation by the hot desert sun and the low amount of rainfall it receives each year. Its famous high salt content contributes to incredibly clear waters, making it a true paradise for explorers. The Red Sea is a place of refreshment for swimmers, wind and kite surfers, and divers like me. Going beneath the surface and penetrating the depths of this body of water is truly a breathtaking experience. The Red Sea is a special chapter in the book of nature that demonstrates the creativity and skill of the divine author and the heavenly creator. So many creatures, so many colors, so many designs to admire and lessons to learn. After exploring these wonderful waters this past week, deliverance is the lesson that stands out the most to me. You see, the Red Sea brings renewal and refreshment. It is a place of deliverance from the burning heat. Today, many find relief from the hot desert sun in the cool, clear waters of the Red Sea. In the same way that people find relief and rejuvenation in the Red Sea today, thousands of years ago, God's people also found renewal and deliverance in these same waters. Recorded in the book of Exodus, the Bible tells how God miraculously delivered the children of Israel from the enemy, the Pharaoh and the Egyptians. With the pursuing army behind them and the impassable Red Sea before, the Israelites were certain that their doom was sealed. But God parted the waters of the Red Sea. He is the one that makes a way out of no way. And Moses and the Israelites walked across it on dry land. It was their passageway to freedom, a birth canal to new life and a new beginning, a way of liberation to a place where they would no longer be in bondage. No more would they serve the oppressor. And what God did for them way back then, He will truly do for us today. My friend, are you in bondage? Perhaps a slave to the will of the enemy? Captive to the call of your own sinful flesh? Are you being pursued by the regrets of the past? Overwhelmed by the uncertainties of the future? Then come to the Red Sea of Jesus' blood, where deliverance and renewal is found. Jesus said that when we know the truth will make us free. And here's the truth. The divine deliverer came from the heavenly promised land to the Egypt of our world. He came to experience our oppression firsthand. He has borne all our affliction upon Himself, and He has shed His precious blood for our sins. And now He desires to wash us in the Red Sea of His blood, to immerse us in the waters of His grace. For this is where freedom and deliverance is found. So follow the path that God has opened for you. Despite your fears, move forward in faith. Do not be afraid of the enemies behind you, nor of the obstacles before you. Just move forward in faith and see the salvation of the Lord. After living on the Red Sea this past week, I've experienced physical, mental, and spiritual renewal. Going through these same waters and remembering what happened here thousands of years ago has rejuvenated my spirit and refreshed my soul. My friends, you may never be able to come and explore the Red Sea here in Egypt, but did you know that there's another one that you can make it to? But this sea isn't found on the earth, and it's definitely not located in the desert. The book of Revelation describes this sea as the sea of glass mingled with fire. The fiery Red Sea of glass, reflecting the fire of God's glorious presence, is the ultimate symbol of final deliverance. And it is on that shore of this incredible sea that God's people will stand victorious in final deliverance. No more affliction, no more oppression. And let us pray that we shall all meet on that beautiful shore.
We have to take a short break, but stay with us. After the break, Pastor Mark Finley will share today's devotional thought. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us.
It's now time for a devotional thought with Pastor Mark Finley.
The book of Proverbs reveals lifestyle principles that enable us to live longer, happier, healthier lives. Proverbs speaks about a variety of topics. It speaks about husbands and wives and their relationships. It speaks about money and finances. It speaks about parents and child raising. It's just an incredible book. It speaks about friendship and how to deepen friendships and personal relationships, how to deal with debt. Proverbs particularly speaks about positive and negative emotions and their impact on our lives. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, the Bible says, "A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up our bones." Let's unpack that a little bit. What does it mean that a merry heart does good like a medicine? Scientific studies over the last 25 years demonstrate the truthfulness of Solomon's statement in this proverb. Medical research has discovered this important principle. A positive mental attitude is health-producing. Cheerful thoughts enable the brain to produce life-giving endorphins. Deposited into the bloodstream, endorphins are healing to the body. They also assist in building the body's defense system against disease. Now, the immune system is greatly strengthened by a happy, contented disposition. A broken spirit, which is another way of describing a discontented, frustrated, unhappy heart, dries the bones. Today's promise is literally true. Now, medical researchers have known for a long time that there's a significant fluid movement through the channels in the bones. Each of our joints depends on this fluid movement for optimum health. Now, there are microscopic pathways that carry vitamins and minerals through the bones. It's quite unbelievable, isn't it? When we're discontented, discouraged, downhearted, the fluid movement is hindered. The bones begin to literally dry up. There have been some amazing research with arthritic patients. These arthritic patients have, the ones who have cheerful dispositions, have reduced pain levels, where arthritic patients with saddened, discouraged dispositions seem to have higher pain levels. When God's word is read to them and the patients grasp the significance of God's love by faith, they've discovered help for their physical pain. Now, let me share with you a couple of texts that are incredibly powerful as pain reducers, texts that help us to have positive mental thoughts that release positive chemical endorphins into our bloodstreams to help reduce stress. And stress is destructive. Excessive stress is destructive to our bodies. But these positive thoughts help us to reduce the stress level and reduce, thus, the pain. In 1 Peter, the scripture talks about how we can reduce our care and anxiety. And it says this. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Now notice this, "casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Now did you notice that? The scripture says casting. Now what does that word casting mean? In the Greek language, the word for casting is throw the full weight of your anxiety. Throw the full weight of your anxiety upon Jesus. In other words, Christ can bear your infirmity. He can bear the heartache, the difficulty in your life. You can have positive mental thoughts if you are willing to say, "Jesus, take the sorrow and the burden of my life." You see, positive mental thoughts rooted in the knowledge that we are children of God, that's life-giving. Dr. Barbara Fredrickson has been researching positive emotions for decades. Her work, along with the research of her colleagues, has shed light on how and why positive emotions are good for us. In particular, how despite their fleeting and subtle nature, the benefits of positive emotions echo long after their momentary pleasures have been dimmed. Happiness makes up in height what it lacks in length, Robert Frost once said. As Dr. Fredrickson's research has pointed out, she talks about this loaded and build theory, and she posits that micro moments of positivity accumulate over time and put a people on a trajectory of growth by broadening their awareness and building their resources for survival. Now, I need to unpack that for you. What is Dr. Fredrickson talking about in that? Here's precisely what she's talking about. As you cultivate your mind to think positively in each situation, it's not those momentary positive thoughts, but it's rather you're building up a bank of thoughts. You are putting up, if you please, a dam to hold back the positive waters of healthy thoughts. So in your mind, as you're thinking more positive thoughts, these thoughts are accumulating, and the wealth of the benefits, according to Dr. Fredrickson, of positive emotions, the wealth of those benefits is well documented. They improve physical health, they foster trust, and they create a more compassionate person. They are a buffer against depression symptoms. They help people recover from stress. They can even undo the undesirable effects of negative emotions. With frequent experience and expression of positive emotions, what happens? There's resilience. We develop resources to cope with the challenges of our life. Moreover, positive emotions foster better social connectiveness, better relationships. Solomon rightly declared, a merry heart does good like a medicine. And you remember what Jesus said. We find it in John chapter 13 and verse 17. And Jesus speaks too about the joy, happiness of life and how to achieve life's true happiness. And what does Jesus say here in John chapter 13? Jesus says, if you know these things, happy are you if what? Happy are you if you do them. So as the Holy Spirit impresses us, and as we do God's will, make positive choices to do God's will, our thoughts lead to actions, but our actions reinforce our thoughts. So how can you turn negative thoughts into positive ones? First, recognize that you're a child of God. Recognize that God's not going to allow anything to happen to you in your life without His divine permission, and that whatever comes your way, He's going to give you strength to handle. Secondly, as you begin to think of negative thoughts, fill your mind with the promises of God. Read God's promises, casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. There is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear. Read the promises of God. Lastly, give all your burdens to Him. And you'll find that He changes negative thoughts into positive ones.
Thank you, Pastor Mark.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you would like to learn more about our program, rewatch a segment during the weekend, or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And friends, we look forward to starting the week with you. So don't forget to join us on Monday, same time, same place. We'll have a special segment on the importance of nutrition during pregnancy. Music from Naomi Streamer, and Gia and her team will also join us to share a delicious recipe. Plus, we'll be inspired by Voice of Prophecy's devotional thought. Be sure to be here.
Also, if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study.
Now, we can't leave without sharing our daily Bible promise. And this one is for the weekend. And it's found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 33.
It says, stay on the path that the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. Then you will live long and prosperous lives in the land you are about to enter and occupy.
You know, friends, stay on the path that God has commanded, and you will live long. And for all eternity in that heavenly home, home that is soon to come. And that is a promise.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we know that this home here on earth is not our eternal home. We know that we were created for something better, something greater. Yes, we were created for eternity. And we know that it's not going to look like this. We look forward to the day, Lord, when all things will change and we shall be ushered into a new kingdom. We pray that you would keep us faithful until then, Lord, and filled with hope in your soon return. In Jesus' name, amen.